Okay, let's start. All right, we're going to Daf Yud Gimel on the bottom. Beprakim Shoel, Mifnei HaKavod, whatever, Mifnei Hayira. So we were talking about yesterday when you can talk in the middle of Shema. So unlike, usually we don't like people to talk in the middle of davening, but to greet people, either to greet or respond, depending who it is and depending for what reason, is allowed. So the Gemara is going to pick up on the language of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says like this, Meshi mecha matmai. So Rav Meir said, you can be shoal mifnei hayira umeshiv. Shoal mifnei hakavod umeshiv. So what does umeshiv mean? Obviously, if you can ask, you can answer. So what does it mean? So the Gemara says, Meshi ilema mifnei hakavod. If you're going to tell me you can answer to a distinguished person, hata mishal shal aduri mivai. I know already that I can ask somebody. So clearly I can answer. That's less of an issue. So ilay hold on a second. I drew me by. So Meshiv is a step lower, but that can't be because then it's the same opinion as Rabbi Huda. Then there's no machloka remaining in Rabbi Huda. Ema seifa. Let's take a look at the seifa in the Mishnah. Ubeemtza. Okay. Well, ubeemtza show mifnei hayira. In the middle, you can ask, you can initiate a conversation if it's somebody you're afraid he'll chop your head off. Or that's how Rashi understands, a king, let's say. Umeshiv, meshi machmat mai. What's he answering for? Ilei mamifnei hayira. If you're going to tell me he answers to someone, the king. Hashta mishal shalmel, to invite the same question. Obviously, he can answer. Elifnei hakabat. So he can ask me of kabat. If that's the case, hainu de Rabbi Huda. Then Rav Meir and Rabbi Huda have the same opinion. It's non. Rabbi Huda Omer, be'emtza shoal mifnei hayira. In the middle of a bracha, you can ask, initiate conversation mifnei hayira. Umeshiv mifnei hakavod. Ubeprakim shoal mifnei hakavod. Umeshiv shoal lechol davar. So the Gemara says chasurim mechzurei v'hachitani. Oh, I won't get into what does that mean exactly. The second last line in Yud Gimel Amud Bey. In other words, there's something missing in our Mishnah. This is how it should be said. There was a line missing. It was transmitted orally. B'prakim show mifnei hakavod. In between the prakim, you can ask any someone who is a distinguished person. Ve'ein sarich lomar meshiv. Of course, he can answer. Ube'emtza show mifnei hayira. Ube'ein sarich lomar shu meshiv. In the middle, from the year, obviously, you can answer. Div Rav Meir. Ve'chachamim marim, you can go down a step in your answering. Be'emtza show mifnei hayira. In the middle of Habocher b'mo Yisrael b'ava, in the middle of Ava Rabba, you can initiate conversation, greets the king, who makes you the hakavod, and answer somebody, a respectful person who you're not afraid of. Uparakim, and in the in between, show with the hakavod, who makes you shalom lechol adam. So the bottom line, as we said yesterday, if you're in the middle of, if you're in shul, and you've finished b'chtaftam, and some guy off the street walks into shul, a stranger says, hello, shalom aleichem, you should answer him. You're supposed to answer him. I don't know. No, people, I think that's a halacha. I would think it would be inappropriate not to answer him. Okay, Kitanya Namihachi, we learned a similar idea in a braita. Hakorei et Hashma, you're reading Shema, Upaga bo rabo, and your teacher comes in, O gadol hemenu, or somebody who's greater than you are. I don't know, it means not your teacher, a scientist, I don't know. Viprakim, shoel mifnei hakavod. If it's in the middle of the prakim, he can interrupt and say hello. He can greet him out of honor, respect for the person. Vein sarech lomar shu meshiv. And obviously, if the person greeted him first, he can answer. Ube'amsa, and if he's in the middle of ukshartam liyar al yadecha, shoel mifnei hayira. So that, the question, would that apply to his Rebbe? So it depends how you define yira. If yira means fear, like he's going to kill you, so it only applies to like a non-Jewish king or something. But if yira means somebody who you have a mitzvah, ish aviv imo tirao, or kavod harav, then it would apply. Vein sarich lamar shehu meshiv diva Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, b'emtza shom v'nei yira meshiv umeshiv v'nei hakavod, b'prakim, and in between brakim shoam ne hakavod, you can initiate for kavod umeshiv shalom lechol adam. You can answer anybody who answers, who greets you. Okay, bamine achait achi. That was his name. That's what Rashi says. Achi, his brother, but that was his name. Tana dvei Rabbi Chia. We learned in the presence of Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia. Bahalel ubemegila mahu sheyivsak. Very interesting question. Are you allowed to interrupt in the middle of Hallel? Or in Kriyas HaMegillah, in the middle of the parak, the emsa of the parak, are you allowed to talk? So the Mishnah says, Moshe Yafsik, Amrinan Kavachomer. So on one hand, you can say a Kavach a kavachomer. Kriyat Shema Doraita. The mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema is a biblical mitzvah, posek. Halo derabana, halo is only a rabbinic mitzvah. It's not exactly always true. There's certain machlokas. Sometimes halal is a biblical mitzvah. Bishat ha-nes, we assume halal is a biblical mitzvah. In other words, when you commemorate, when you say halal in the morning to commemorate a miracle, so that's only midrabanan. But if in 1948 to say halal for Yom HaTzur, that was probably a biblical mitzvah. That's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said. Bishat ha-nes, in the time of the miracle, you have to say halal.
We don't have many of those.
No, it doesn't have to be an overt miracle, like peaceful rescue from Entebbe. So they were from Entebbe, they would say halal. I mean, some great event. Throughout Jewish history, there was what we called Purim Katan, where great communities, they would say halal. They would say halal. Whatever. But the normal halal we say is only midrabanan. So if you can interrupt the Kriyat Shema, of course you can interrupt the halal. On the same, not for anybody, I mean, they... Hakav would it be the same thing? O Dilma, no. Persume Nisa Adif. So we know Kriyas HaMegillah, and apparently Halal has an aspect of publicizing the miracle. It's a big event. So the question is, why does that make it different? There are more people there, and people don't want to understand. Whatever it is, there's something special about these days. We know you have to sell your shirt to hear Kriyas HaMegillah. You don't have to sell your shirt to say Kriyat Shema. You don't have to learn, you know, if there's no sitter, you don't have to fly somewhere together. A sitter. So sometimes, even though it's rabbinic, it can be of greater importance. So maybe you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt at all in halal. So he said, Amar le posek. No, you can answer. It's only me. Rabbanan vein bekach klum. No big deal. Amar Rava. Yamim sheyachid behem gomer et halal. That's the expression we always use. The days that an individual finishes the halal. What does that mean? So those are 18 or 21 days a year if you live outside of Israel. The 18 days a year you say halal, which are one day of Pesach, one day of Shavuot, 8 days of Sukkot, and 8 days of Hanukkah. Those are the days where obligated to say halal. And those are the only days we actually say complete halal. Every other time we say halal, it's only half halal. At Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Rosh Chodesh. And in Chutz Lartz, there are three extra days. The second day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuot, and this ninth day of Sukkot, like on Simchas Torah. So we say 21 days a year full halal. So that's what we call Yachid Gomer Bet Hemet Halal. It's also an individual, even if you're not davening with a minion, which is Rav Soloveitchik, often, I think at the beginning, if he didn't daven with the minion on Rosh Chodesh, he traveled all the time, Boston to New York, sometimes he'd miss minion. So let's say it's Rosh Chodesh and he's on the train and there's no minion. But I think he didn't say halal. In other words, the minhag to say halal on Rosh Chodesh is Bitzibur. In other words, Yachid Gomer Atam. But okay, I think later he did. And our minhag is people, we do say halal, even if you're dumb, you did. But those days where it's a complete halal. Bem perak le perak, in between the prakim, posek, bamsa perak, eno posek. So here they don't make the distinction, kavod yira, when you can talk, unless it's assumed. V'yamim she'ein yachid gomer behem et halal, meaning on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed, it's not really so important. Afilu be'emsa ha'perek posek, then even in the middle he can interrupt. Perhaps because there isn't a bracha, that's a whole other discussion, is there a bracha? When you only say half halal, we say a bracha, but Sephardim don't say a bracha. Tosfot has a whole discussion about this. Aini, is that so? Is this law that it depends if it's a full halal or half halal? Varav Rav Bar Sava, this is, I love these stories. I mean, Rav Rav Bar Sava, Ikla Lagave Duravina. So Rav Bar Sava went to, he was, At Ravina, they were together in this house, whatever. V'yamim shein yachid gomer halal. And it was a Rosh Chodesh. It wasn't a day that you said halal, a whole halal. V'lo pasik lei. And he didn't stop for him. He didn't talk to him. So you see, even if you say half halal, you still can't interrupt. Where's it? No. Shani Rav Bar Shava Deloha Shivala to Ravina. No. That's because Ravina didn't consider him a worthy person to respect that he could interrupt his halal for. That's why these stories are so. He's not a real rabbi. Yeah, everything's in the Talmud, everything. There ain't Chadash Tachat Hashemesh, right? He doesn't count. Bamina Ashin. I don't even know what that word means.
Ashian is a person.
Ashian. Oh, it's also a name of a person. Yeah. So interesting, Rashi doesn't say it's the name of a person. By Achi, he says the name of a person because it's a weird name. Here, I know. Okay, thank you. Rabbi Yartscroll. Tanave Ravami, me Ravami. We learned Ravami had a tradition. They were learning in his house or by him. Hasharui betanit. If a person is fasting, mahu sheitom, is he allowed to taste food? So the simple, the right to taste food, okay, achila ushtia kibalala. He agreed not to eat or drink. Bahaleka, tasting food is not eating. Odilma hana. No. He's not allowed to get any benefit from food. To taste food is benefit. Bahak icha, amrale toim, ve'em bekachlum. You're allowed to taste the food, no big deal. Tanya namihachi mat emet eina tuna bracha. The same idea, you don't have to make a bracha if you're tasting food. And the way it's in halacha lemaisa, let's say you're cooking on Shiva Sarba Tammuz to eat, or after Shiva Sarba Tammuz, you can taste the food. That it makes sure it needs salt, it doesn't need salt, and you don't make a bracha on the food, and that you can do on a fast day, and that's the halacha. V'hasharoi betani toein ve'em mekach klum. Ad kama, how much can you taste? Ravami v'ravashi, time. So Ravami v'ravashi, they used to taste food on a fast day. Ad shir revia. And a revit, 3.3 ounces. That's a lot.
Just add, Tosis says in the bottom that Rabbi Yochanan says that you spit it out afterwards. You don't actually eat it. You just taste it.
Okay. Fine. I'm just saying the simple. I don't know. Like halacha lemaisa, I don't think people do this so much. Although maybe a little bit to taste. Right. Right. Okay. The question when they say these things, is that what the Gemara means or that's what they are saying? Whatever. Okay. That's fine. Amar Rav. Halavai, we had time to look all the Rishonim. Tafyon, we just do what the Gemara says. We take the Gemara at face value. It's not halacha lemaisa necessarily. Okay. The halacha lemaisa is all based on this. All based on this. Amar Rav. Kol anotem shalom lechavero. Interesting halacha. You're not allowed to greet people. And I don't think notem shalom means to say hello only. I think it means to greet. How are you? How was your day? Like, it's a longer discussion. Like on Tisha B'Av, you can't greet people. I don't think it's so much the greeting. It's can't have a social discussion, but we'll leave that aside. Kol anotem shalom lechavero, a person who greets his fellow, konim sheit pala, before davening. We do that all the time. Kilu aso bama. It's as if he made him an altar. Like avodah zarah, they used to bring non-kosher sacrifice, in other words, inappropriate sacrifice. Well, sometimes the mama, we're allowed, whatever, an individual. He's turning him into a god. Shenemar chadlula chemid anama, depart from man, leave man alone. Asher neshama bapo, ki bama nachshav, or ki bama nachshav. No, it's really how. Why is man important? You should be honoring God. So don't talk to man. Why is the man so important? So the Gemara says, "Al tikra bama, bameh nachshav." Why is the man important? Bama nachshav. If you speak to him, you've turned him into an object of worship because you haven't worshipped God yet. Ushmuel amar. No, you don't have to do this play on words like a kriyuchtiv. You just say, "Bam bema chashavto." Why do you consider him so important? This person is so important. Velo laloha. In other words, it's not appropriate to greet anybody. You shouldn't talk on the phone. You shouldn't check your emails. You shouldn't read a newspaper. We don't you know. That's what it means. Does Ashura say you shouldn't check your emails? Mistamanot. When Ashura began in the 90s, they started, right? So it fits probably a long time ago. And you weren't allowed to have emails. In the Aguda region, you weren't allowed to have emails. They've given up that fight. Now emails is mutter in that world, too. Made the Rav Sheshet. So Rav Sheshet asked a question. The Prakim. Show if ne hakavod umeshiv. In the middle of the Shemona Atzeret or between prakim, you can ask and respond. Hold on a second. You're saying Shema. You haven't davened yet. Remember, davening is only Shemona Atzeret. So how are you allowed to greet this person before you davened? So I could have answered well and then insulting with whatever. But the Gemara gives a similar targum ravava b'mashkim the patcho. When you say you're not allowed to greet people, you're not allowed to go out of your way to greet people. But if you bump into somebody on the street, it's not nice. You have to say hello. You walk in the shul, you say hello to people. That's allowed. If you can't, on my way to shul, I'm passing by his house. I haven't seen him for a while. I'll stop in and then take a cup of coffee. So that you're not that you can't do. Okay, we'll skip the brackets for time and whatever discussion. Okay, Amar Avidi Baravin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashin, Asur lo la'adam lasot chafetzav. Not just to greet people, you can't do any business, you can't check your messages, lekunim sheit palo. Shenemar tzedek lefanav yehalech, v'yaseim lederech pa'amav. Tzedek lefanav yehalech. You have to go with righteousness first. Bam ravidi bar avina mar Yitzchak bar ishin, kol hamit pala v'acharkach yotze lederech. Whoever davens, and then he goes to Derech, he goes on his path for the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asel lo chafatzav. God will take care of his needs. Shenemar tzedek lefanav lihalech, v'yasem terela Derech pamav. If you do the righteous thing first, if you daven first, so God will see to it that it should go well. Okay. Amar Rav Yonah, Amar Rav Zeira. Kol alan shivat yamin belo chalom. Whoever sleeps for 7 days without dreaming, nikra ra, is evil. I remember my father used to explain, it means a person always has to dream. I have to have big dreams, big visions. A person, you know, we get caught in the mundane of life. You have to get beyond life, and you have to dream. You have to be a big dreamer. Im tirtzu ein zu agada, right? Like Dreamers, you know, what's his name's book? That was a very popular book. No, the Israeli author, Like Dreamers. The portraits of six people, Yoel Ben Nun is portrayed. Anyways, like Dreamers. Yeah, if you go 7 days without dreaming, that's evil. So the Gemara says, Shenemar, now I looked up the Pasuk. I have to remember now the first half of the Pasuk. You'll help me. No, it's here. Yirat Hashem L'chaim, right. The first part of the Pasuk is important. Without it, you don't understand what the Gemara is actually talking about. The fear of God is life. Yirat Hashem L'chaim, it's not quoted in Gemara. V'saveya yalin bal yivkadra. A person who fears God, saveya yalin, he'll have a good night's sleep. If you did your day properly, saveya yalin bal yivkadra, he won't have to worry about evil. Al tikra saveya alasheva. Don't read it, he'll sleep comfortably. But yirat Hashem L'chaim, for seven. In other words, if he can't go 7 days of just plain sleeping, he has to have a dream. Of course, the Gemara, we'll see in the ninth parak, I think, the Gemara talks a lot about dreams. And you need Freud. You got to discuss all these Gemaras. But, clearly, the Gemara was aware that there's something very powerful about dreams. Because in the Torah, we just finished Sefer Bereshit. There, I believe, are 10 dreams, if I'm not mistaken. In Bereshit Avimelech and Yaakov has a few dreams, and Yosef and Paro and the butler and the baker. Dreams are an important theme. Much of Jewish destiny was because of dreams. So the Gemara was something, and of course Freud and later analysts, whatever, figured out. We dream much more than we think we dream. You know, we dream well, and dreams are much shorter, right? They're only like a minute, like a really long dream. Anyways, Brother Ruchia Bar Abba, Hachim Ruchia Bar Yochanan, Kol Hamazbia Masbia Atzmo Midivrei Torah Saveya. So whoever satisfied with the words, in other words, he fills himself up with Torah, velan ein mevashimato b'surot rabba. In other words, he should go to bed full of Torah, have a daf yomishir right before he goes to bed, right? Shenamar v'saveya, when he's satiated, v'achad v'zvat yalin, satiated with Torah, then he can have a good night's sleep. Whatever means it, literally, physically, or spiritually, whatever. Okay, elu ein bein haprakim. So now we're going back to the Mishnah said, when you can talk between the prakim or after the prakim. So we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda said, the Tanakhama says, one of the prakim is Hashem Elokeichem. Obviously, between Emet, that's, of course it has to be that way. After Yotzer Morot, after Bocher Moshe Yaviyava, after Bisharecha, whatever the Vayayim Shemuens, Kimei Shemaim Al Aretz, and Hashem Elokeichem, obviously, at the end of the third parak. But we all know we don't do that. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda," that you have to put emet with Hashem Elokeichem, even though one's in the Torah, one's the rabbis made up and our tefillah, and they go together, and you can't interrupt. Damar bein Elokeichem lemet lo yatzik. You're not allowed to lemet v'yatzik. You're not allowed to stop. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? So it says, because we have a pasuk, I believe, in Yirmiyahu, v'chtiv, v'ashem elokeichem emet. So there is, even though in the tefillah, it's not this, that's not the pasuk they're quoting, but it refers to whenever you say, God, the Lord your God, truth. In other words, it's like kind of like saying amen. Like emet is like the amen for Hashem Elokeichem. Chozer v'yomer emet. So you have to say emet a second time, right? You say Hashem okay. In other words, if emet goes with the Shema, emet doesn't really go with the Shema. We're making it go with the Shema. So when do you have to say emet v'yatziv? Do you have to say emet rei? So what do we do? Right, and
Chazan repeats it.
Do we repeat emet? No, we don't repeat it, but that's a question in the Gemara. I think it's talking about Yechozer v'omer emet, or Eino Chozer v'omer emet. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Chozer v'omer, you should repeat it. And I assume that's talking about us, not about the Chazan, right? The practice is the Chazan does it, but the average person does not. Okay. Amar Rav Amar Yochanan, okay. Rav Amar, I'm sorry, Rav Amar, Eino Chozer. And you see, that's how we pass him. We don't go back. V'omer emet. Hayid anachid kamei derava. I'm a person. Generally, when it's ahu, it means they're not a Torah scholar. Generally, to get your name mentioned in Gemara, you have to be a person of. So even though Ravina wasn't machshiv, he wasn't a nobody. You know, you have to be a somebody to be a nobody. That if you're a nobody, then they don't even mention you by name. I mean, it's okay. So there was a guy. He could be a nice fellow. Denachi kamei derava shemai rava damar emet emet. So he was listening. He was sitting next to Rava and davening. He heard Rava said emet twice. Amar Rava kol emet vemet tafsi lahai. So he said, yeah, you're right. I didn't mean to say it. It just flowed naturally with the language. Like emet, it just went together. Hashem okeichem emet v'yatzi v'nachum v'kayim. I don't know. That was the way he did it. In other words, I think he's saying, you're right. I really shouldn't have said it. It's just, that's the way I speak. Amar Rav Yosef, kamam al yahai shemata. How wonderful is the following saying? There was this idea. The chi at Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel, the son of Yehuda, came, Amar, he said, Amrei b'marava arvit, in Israel, in the West, when they daven Mariv, here's what they do. They say, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, b'amar taleim. Now, how do we continue? Rasula hem tzitzit, al kafei b'dim l'zor, no tzitzit. They skip all that part. In Israel, they don't say the third paragraph of the Shema. They say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emet, and they just skip to the end. Why don't they say all the other stuff? Because tzitzis doesn't apply at night, so they don't want to say it. Amar Lei Abai, my Maluta. Well, what's so great? What they do? It's so great what they do in the West. Why is that so great? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. First of all, it's wrong. Rav said Lo Yatchil. Don't say the third paragraph of the Shema. But if you started to say it, you have to say the whole thing. Don't say a little bit. So you're going to tell me. So that doesn't count. I didn't say anything yet. It's the introduction. So you want to tell me that? So I haven't considered starting. No, that doesn't work. If you just say Daber Abnei Yisrael, that doesn't count. Lo Evet Chala. Vamarta Aleihem, and you should tell them, that's the beginning, which is sort of a very interesting idea. When God speaks to Moshe, it doesn't count. Who cares? When it's Vamarta Aleihem, it's to tell the, it's lay more, right? The word lay more doesn't mean saying, it means to say over. By Daber Hashem El Moshe, God says Moshe to take the Jewish people. How to say Vedir Hashem Moshe Lemur, Daber Abnei Yisrael Vamarta Aleihem. Okay, whatever. But Vamarta Aleihem is Havei Chala. So they should have said the whole thing. So it wasn't right what they did in Israel. You can't say the first sentence stop. Say nothing or say everything. So the Gemara gives a very cool answer. Amar Rav Papa, Kasavre b'marava. So in Israel, they thought differently. In the sages in Israel thought, Amarta aleihem nami lo havet chala. It's true, in Babel, they thought that was the beginning. But no, until you say Vasulahem tzitzit, until you actually say something, not that I tell them. Well, I didn't tell them anything yet. So that doesn't count as the beginning. So I can say that, and I don't have to say the whole thing. At the Amar Vasulahem tzitzit, until they say tzitzit. So what happened? Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, listen, we live in Babel. In Israel, they didn't consider that beginning. Hilkach Anan, we who live in Babel, Adchuli Matchilin. We want to do what they did in Israel. So we want to say, Daber Abnei Yisrael, Daber El Bnei Israel. But Kevan Da'atchilan, but we think once you that start, that is a completion. So we have to say the whole thing. But Kevan Da'atchilan, Mikvar Namikamrinan. In Israel, they thought that was just an introduction. We want to say the words they said in Israel, but for us, it's more than an introduction. So therefore, we have to say the entire third paragraph of the Shema. That's what he says. It's kind of very interesting, right? They agreed with him sort of on one aspect, but they didn't agree in their interpretation. It's not even they agreed with him. They disagreed with him, but they wanted to copy and say the same words. That's the beginning. So now they have to say the whole thing. Damar Rav Kana Marav Lo Yatchil. You shouldn't start. V'imitchil Gomer. Okay. So they said the whole third paragraph of the Shema. The Gemara seems to be saying you don't really have to say it. You should just say the part about Egypt. When are we doubling? 10 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 5. Okay. Chia Barav Amar. Amar, I said, Amar, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Tzirich Lomar, Emet. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Not just, I'm Lord. Emet is like I said, Amen. Lo Amar, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He didn't say that last verse. Eino Tzirich Lomar, Emet. Then, now, Emet apparently just doesn't mean Emet. It means Emet Vemuna. It means the whole paragraph. Because the Gemara says, Vay Bailat Chor Yitzhiv Mitzrayim. But you have to mention the Exodus. Damar Hachi. So he said, "Modi manachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu, shoseitanu mi'eretz Yitzrayim, uftidanu mi'beit avadim, vasita lanu nisim ugvorot al hayam v'sharnu lach." That's a much shorter version. They mention Egypt, like you have to mention Amav Ribana ben Gijim, Sufet Ravim et Meistak. You have to say all that stuff. They just said they mentioned Yitzim Yitzrayim, but they didn't say all of Emet Vemuna. They didn't say the whole paragraph. They said, "Sure, we've seen this a lot." They didn't like to daven so much, you know, say a little bit. Right, remember yesterday the guy had too much kavanah, the Shema. Enough kavanah already. Once you think of God, the earth, move on. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Lama kadmu parshat Shema levaya im Shema, right? Why is the order the way it is? Because we don't do it. We do the first two are in order, but 2 and 3 are not in order. Tanya Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, "Bedin hu." There should be extra Gemara somewhere. By law, Daf Yomi doesn't go with Torah Shabbat. But the definition of Daf Yomi is it's written. Okay, no, I mean, Bedin hu. The logically, it should be or by law. Sheyakdim Shema Lavaya Im Shema. That's there's no question. Shema should be before in the Vayim Shema. Not because it's written earlier in the text. It's written earlier in the Chumash. So that's what now. Shezel Ilmod Bizel Lamed. The Fracha of Shema says Lomod. What does it say? Where it's talking about Lomod? It says Vidibartabam. You should speak in words of Torah. Bizel Lamed. And the second Vayam Shema says and you have to learn first before you can teach. Even though teaching is more important than learning, one of the goals of learning is to teach. Really, that's maybe the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not so much to learn Torah, it's actually teach Torah. But still, if you don't learn, you can't teach. So you have to do learning first with Dibar Tabam, and then Belimara Tamatam Anechem. What's the problem with that? Doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because, okay, we'll get there in a second why it doesn't make sense. Vayem Shamoa Levayomer Shizel Lilmod. This is Vizel La'asot. It's interesting, it says Lilmod. It should say Lilamed. I already said, right, probably, that's probably how the Bach is Megaritz. The second paragraph is Lilamed. I don't see the Bach here. They change, whatever, I don't know. Vizela asot. And the third paragraph is doing. First you learn, then you teach, then you do. So the Gemara says, oh, well, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Atu shma, lomor, ipe, lulame, velasot, lepe. What are you talking about? Rishinantol nevenacha. Isn't that, you know, teaching? Ukshartom liyoral yedecha, v'ilzot v'abinech, v'taftam v'zobidech. Isn't that doing? What are the words they talk about? This paragraph has to teach. This has to learn. What? So it says, and also vaya im shamo. It only says to teach. What are you talking about? It talks about Mezuzah and tefillin are talked about in the second paragraph too. V'lasod levi vachti v'kshartem v'chtaftam shartem elahachikam ar bedinu. You have to rephrase it. He didn't say it properly. Bedinu shetikdem shma levayam shamoa shma has to go before vayam shamoa shezel lomod ulalameit lasoth lishmor v'lasod l'kayim. Right, it's got all three. Vayam shamo levayomer shezel yeshba lomod. It's really got a lilameid, I assume. Vilasot. Vayomer ein ba'elelasot. The third paragraph doesn't have anything about teaching Torah. Just says, put on tzitzis. Put on tzitzis and remember the Exodus. Bilvad. V'tepek lemi the Rabbi Shua ben Levi Korcha. What does he have to give new reasons for? Rabbi Shua ben Korcha says, Shema is kabbalat ol machut shemaim. Vayam shemo is kabbalat ol mitzvot. And Vayomer doesn't apply at night because tzitzis don't apply at night. So we already have a good reason. Very interesting. Like, well, what's wrong with giving a second reason, which is exactly what the answer, where's the answer going to be? Chadavot kamar. That's very nice. He gave an answer. I'm going to give a second answer just because the Gemara gives one. But it's true. Like, somebody, well, how can you give it? If the Mishnah gave an answer, what right do I have to give another answer? No, it's okay. The Mishnah gave one answer. I have another answer why it should be. Chada, one answer. Kadeshi Kabbalah O Machut Shemaim Tchila. So we accept the yoke of heaven first. Vacharkach, Kabbalah O Mitzvot. And then a second reason. This other reason I explained to you. Okay, so Rav, first generation Amora, Mashe Yada, he washed his hands, Bekara Kriyat Shema, and he read Shema, Ba'anach Tvilin. It's cool. He said Shema before he put on his tefillin, Vitzali, and then he davened. Veichi Yavid Hachi, how could he do this? But Tanya, what he does in grade one, they learned that. Hachokfer Koch Lameit Bekever, so the Mishnah says, Rachman Lisvan's person is at a funeral, and he's involved in the funeral. He doesn't have to daven. He's obviously Osek B'mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah. We're not talking about the mourners. We're talking about the other people, right? Pater Min Kriyat Shema Tefillah Min HaTefillin. U'michol Mitzvot HaMarabah Torah. He doesn't have to do any mitzvah. He gives Zman Kriyat Shema. When the time of Kriyat Shema comes, Oleh, he comes up from digging, whatever. No tell Yadav, wash his hand, umeniach tvilin, v'kore kriyat shema. He says tvilin first. Umitpala. So the Gemara says, first of all, you didn't make any sense. He says, he's pater from mitzvot, and then when it comes time to say kriyat shema, hagufa kasha, reisha mar pater. First he said he's exempt. V'seifa mar chayim. So the Gemara said, don't, but that's a side point. Halo kasha, seifa v'trei, reisha b'chad. It depends. If there are other people, you can take turns. Not everybody has to do everything. So fine. Mikoma kom kashe l'rab, but how could he put on tefillin backwards? He doesn't know when to put it on tefillin. So Rav, Rav Yeshua ben Korch, kasvirle, it's amazing. Lishmor v'lasot, l'mo v'lilameid. So first I want to learn about it, and then I'm going to put on tefillin. First I'm going to say, ukshartam li'ole idech, I'm going to learn v'shinantan l'venecha, v'dibarta bam, and after I finish Shema, I'll put on tefillin. Wild, wild. Rav, like, you know, this is not some, like, this is not like a hud nachit kamei to Rav. This is like, you know, this is Rav. Okay, sphirele. Damar omachut shemaim tchila. First you do omachut shemaim, not even the, that was something, the second reason. V'acharkach omisvot, and then omisvot. So I said, no, what are you talking about? Emer damar Yeshua ben Korcha lakdim kriya. He's talking about when you say the bracha, when the mitzvah of saying kriya shema, there's a particular order. Kriya la'asiya. Whoever heard of that, you say it before you do it. Mishamitle. V'tu, that's an amazing thing though. V'tu, misavar like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. He doesn't even hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. He doesn't hold except this whole reason. Why? Vamar Rav Chiya Barashi, because Rav Chiya Barashi said, Zimnan Sagin Ave Kamei the Rav. I used to be at Rav Shul, and Rav's his yeshiva every year, in the house of the time. Umakdi Mumashi Yade, and he would wash his hand. Umavarach Umatne Le Pirkin, and he would learn Torah, and then he would put on tefillin, and then he would read Shema. So don't give me this stuff that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, right? So v'chi tema b'dlo matas zman kriyat shema. If you're going to tell me, well, he couldn't say shema, it was too early in the morning. He was giving shir at 5:45 in the morning. So now he can't say shema till 7:00 in the morning. Im kein maya sadate d'rav chiya barashi. So what's he telling us? Well, what's the chiddush he's telling us? So Gemara says, la fuki miman damar le mishnein tzarich levarach. We learned the other day that there's opinion. Don't say you only say Birchat HaTorah on Torah. It's also a fascinating discussion. Birchat HaTorah means we thank God for giving us the Torah. That's very nice. God gave us the Torah. He didn't give us the Mishnah. He didn't give us the Talmud. Birchat HaTorah, we made up the Mishnah. Yeah, so we made up the Mishnah. We can't say Birchat HaTorah on it. We don't follow that opinion, obviously, and it has deep significance. Obviously, when man makes the Torah, it's part of Hashem's Torah. But there were opinions in the time of Rav, obviously, that you didn't say Birchat HaTorah when learning Mishnah. So they wanted to point out he said Birchat HaTorah first. So the Gemara says, "Kama shalom af the Mishnah nami tzirich levarach mikol makom kashel Rav." Okay, that's very nice. He said Birchat HaTorah, but why did he put on his tefillin after Kriyat Shema? He should have said Kriyat Shema first. So I love these answers, you know. Shlucha hi David. You know what? The guy with his film, he got caught in a traffic jam. He was late. He was late to shul. Ha-shaleach kilkel sheicher lavilo atfilin. That's what Rashi said. Now, why he doesn't have his own tefillin? He had the person who brought his tefillin was late. And I'm not going to wait. I have to daven. When I get tefillin, I'll put them on. In the meantime, I'm going to daven. Amazing. Okay, let's just do the last time. We actually finished the whole daf and from yesterday too. Wow. Amar Ula, Kola Kore Kriyat Shema Belo Tefillin. Now, sort of against Rav, in a sense. Ula, whoever has Kriyat Shema without Tefillin, Ki Ilu, it doesn't mean it is. It's like, it isn't. Ki Ilu may eat a du sheker batzmo. He says in Kshartam Niyala Yadachi, you should put on Tefillin. So, where's your Tefillin? Don't say Shema. You're an idiot. You're testifying falsely. Amar Rav Chiya Barav, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kilo Hikriv Ola Belo Mincha Zevach Belo Nechasim. It's like you brought half a korban, and the korban is not complete if you don't bring the whole korban. Okay, it's exactly 4:50. Not that we have a minion, but please God, we'll continue tomorrow. We said, I guess, B'tshu Mincha Marv. And
Tosfos quotes from the here that don't bring a raya from there.
Don't bring a raya for about what?
About the he put on tefillin before and he didn't put on tefillin before he said Shema. Right. So he quotes a Rav Moshe Mekutzi and he said that he put on tefillin. He didn't make a bracha on it. And then after Shemoneh Esrei,
his shaliach was late with the tefillin.
The first one, we said that he didn't wear tefillin by Kriyat Shema.
Okay.
So Rashi said that that was one answer. So This person is saying that he put on tefillin. He just didn't make his bracha beforehand.
Okay. It's not the simple pshat of the Gemara, but okay. Yes, Shekhov. I'm sorry?
I think Tosfos is trying to address the question of Ula, because Ula says it's like a Ke'ilu.
Right.
So I guess.
Right. Ke'ilu. Right. So sometimes you don't have a choice. Obviously, maybe you're on a plane or something. Whatever. There are situations where it could. But ke'ilu. But yeah, you have the whole time. If you embarrass them, ke'ilu shofech them. Ke'ilu. Ke'ilu never means it's not the same thing. The rabbis are, you want to call it rabbinic hyperbola, perhaps even a little bit. The rabbis are stressing the importance. But here they're saying there is a certain hypocrisy to saying there's a certain Eidut Sheker. But obviously it's not exactly the same.
Right.
You know, but okay. All right, Shabbat Shalom. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay.